You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking all things related to the microbiome with Jane Jansen, who is a naturopathic practitioner at the Tree of Life Wellness Center in Massachusetts. And Jane is joining us today to discuss why prebiotics, probiotics, and something called postbiotics are all very important to your health and overall wellness. We've tackled prebiotics and probiotics. So now let's hear a little bit about postbiotics. That's a term that pretty much wasn't around 5, certainly 10 years ago. It's gaining a lot of currency now, isn't it?
Yes. More and more studies are being done. In particular, we learned it from Dr. Ross Pelton and his numerous, he does numerous studies and published many works on it. In particular, looking at how important, even more important, the postbiotic metabolites are to the, again, restoring of a healthy body.
Indeed. Now, this is a real grab bag of things. So let's break it down. What are some of the different categories of postbiotics? It's a lot of different compounds which are elaborated by the bacteria in our intestinal tract. You know, we tend to think of bacteria as bad things, but they make a lot of things that are essential for health and essential for life. And, you know, without them, we wouldn't do so well.
So it's this combination of the probiotic and the prebiotic together. The probiotic is the good bacteria that's digesting and the fermented fibers. And a result of that are the creation of what they call the postbiotic metabolites. And they help to influence and regulate every organ system, including the brain and the immune system. Harvard Health actually refers to them as biochemicals produced and include nutrients like vitamins, amino acids, lipopolysaccharides, enzymes, antimicrobial peptides. These all things help to, again, the nutrition for every organ in the body.
Even vitamins vitamins are synthesized in the intestinal tract. Vitamin K, for example, if you give somebody too many antibiotics, as so often happens, say, in the intensive care unit, you might suddenly discover that they have spontaneous bleeding because you have a deficiency of vitamin K, which is important for blood clotting. So, these things synthesize bacteria within, vitamins, bacteria synthesize vitamins within your gut.
And they found that, again, you mentioned the antibiotics, but the number of people who are on the acid inhibitors, mm-hmm. like omeprazole, yep. And those kind of things, depleting the ability of the microbiome to, again, produce these post-metabolites that, are essential nutrients for the brain, and found that, in fact, patients who are taking, particularly the elderly, the acid inhibitors like omeprazole over long periods of time increases the risk of dementia by 40%.
Wow. Yeah. And actually, it's good that you mentioned that, because I've read recently, there's a lot of studies now on Parkinson's disease, where you can predict the likelihood of Parkinson's disease with an AI program that is developed with machine learning, looking at the microbiome profiles of people who are destined to develop Parkinson's disease. You can actually predict it, you know, with a great deal of accuracy based on the imbalances. So they're clearly, I mean, you know, anxiety, depression, okay, you had me at hello on that. But even these more profound neurodegenerative diseases, they may arise in part in the gut.
Absolutely. And in fact, a recent study that was published in Cell, Host, and Microbiome showed that Dr. Bharat Patiri, he is a gastroenterologist with the Memorial Hermann Health System in Houston, Texas, again, is doing extensive research on the post-metabolites, the postbiotic metabolites, and showing how particularly patients with diabetes, that it is related to this dysfunction of the pancreatic cells, beta cells, and it's all in part, again, because of this dysfunction of the microbiome and the lack of these probiotic, postbiotic metabolites.
Right, and what underscores that is also some of the research that's now being done around fecal transplants. You know, not that we would casually suggest that people take poop pills, but they've demonstrated that if you take a stool transfer from an obese rat to a non-obese rat, that rat will develop susceptibility to obesity, and vice versa. That you know, you can actually transform a pre-diabetic metabolism to a normal metabolism by a stool transfer. So there's a lot of deterministic influences from the gut on body function. So some of the postbiotics, from my understanding, are also anti-inflammatory, you know, like butyrate. Butyrate is actually good for the gut, but butyrate also is a short-chain fatty acid that, as you mentioned, is used by the brain. It's kind of like, you know, one of the ancillary benefits of, say, a keto diet is that you start utilizing these short-chain fatty acids for brain metabolism. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said for that. So what's in Dr. Ahira's that might qualify as a postbiotic? All of the above, or, you know, certain is there a secret
Pretty
sauce?
I think it's just, again, what we found is that it's the way they process, the way they form these healthy good bacteria with, again, the good nutrition of the prebiotics. And as they're encapsulated there, they are manufacturing these postbiotic metabolites. And then when you ingest them, now, not only are you implanting that into your digestive tract to, you know, help benefit and get the balance back, but it's also giving nutrition to your own microbiome, your own good bacteria that is native to your person, and so you're going to enhance the production of the your own microbiome.
Okay, so I mean, it sounds like an argument for, okay, use these for certain maladies. Certainly, you know, a GI malady, a gut malady, taking a probiotic like Dr. Ahira is a good idea. But then there may be more pervasive effects if you have any number of, you know, some of the problems that we enumerated outside the GI tract. But I don't particularly have any problems, but I want to forestall problems. Is there a use case for using these things to forestall senescence of the GI tract? Because I know that that's a thing, is that, you know, as we look at people, you look at stool samples over chronological time, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond, that there is a progressive decline in the diversity and balance of the organisms that populate our GI tract. It's a process related to aging for some reason.
Yes. And so in order to slow that process down, so we don't age as rapidly, so we don't have to go on as many medications, so we don't have to have as many trips to the hospital or to the doctor's office. And you know, it's this whole scenario that if you can take care of the microbiome in the early stages, it's less likely you're going to have these type of issues in the later stages of life. And again, you know, it's not just about the quantity of life, but it's about the quality of life. And so the number of people, again, with various health issues, taking more and more medications, side effects from these medications, if we can take care of that microbiome, it's kind of, you know, lessen the need for those things to happen. And basically, I look at it, you know, with my patients, because they'll often come in and say to me, well, what multivitamin should I be taking? And it's like, well, you know, it doesn't really matter too much, because if you don't have a good microbiome, you're probably not going to get much out of that multivitamin. It's better to have a healthy microbiome and to take the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic if you're going to look to take something daily and as a base type of supplement to take on a daily basis. I would look at the Dr. O'Hara's, absolutely.
Indeed. So, Jane, you reference in your blog some of the research studies that show prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics promote a balanced microbiome and have long-range health benefits. Can you speak to that and maybe give people a heads-up where they can get more information?
Sure. There's been numerous studies, but in particular, July 17, 2023, in Cancer Reports, inflammation, they say, is the key factor in developing and progressing many chronic diseases, including autoimmune, cancer, heart diseases. And again, the prebiotics in particular have significant anti-inflammatory aspects to them, and to help reduce the production of the pro-inflammatory cytokines. And they said up to 80% of patients undergoing chemotherapy will benefit actually taking a good prebiotic, probiotic in order to recover from the treatments. But then there's also a study that was published May 15th in 2023 in Frontiers Immunology, said that the gut microbiome has an impact on cancer immune surveillance and immunotherapy.
You just stole my thunder here, because I was going to talk about that. That's a very interesting study.
You go ahead.
Here's my understanding of it. First of all, you know, this is new. This is all new. This, you know, immunotherapy, which is, you know, we used to have, you know, chemotherapy, which is, you know, basically poison the cancer cells and hope not to poison conventional cells. Immunotherapy harnesses the immune system to either block, you know, certain pathways that cause the cancer to proliferate or cause our immune system to attack cancer, right? You know, our own, you know, rev up our immune system. That's the hope. But so I saw this study, and it was quite fascinating. It said that the success or lack thereof, the success or relative failure of immunotherapy to address cancer, because it's still a little imprecise, a little hit or miss, is somewhat, to some degree, dependent on the microbiome. And so it's conceivable that the oncologists of the future will be giving patients not just immunotherapy, but saying, hey, you know, eat this kind of diet to, you know, because we should talk a little bit about, you know, lifestyle and diet too, give it the credit that it's due. But also probiotics in conjunction with the immunotherapy to harness the benefits of the immunotherapy. It's really quite fascinating, because that's really, you know, that's an area of medicine where they often kind of wave you off and say, oh, you know, just take the conventional treatment. Don't take any supplements. You know, they could interfere. Well, in this case, they not only don't interfere, they actually have a synergistic beneficial effect.
Yes. They actually enhance the therapy's effectiveness, but also helps to decrease the risk of having negative effects from
right.
it. So it's really interesting, fascinating in the direction that they're going now, as far as looking at the microbiome as such a key part of cancer treatments.
Right. So, I mean, there are certain things that we may say, you know, maybe don't take during cancer treatment. These certainly are permissible and advisable because, you know, they may have so much of an impact on the immune response and the overall health. And after all, you know, since chemo interrupts cellular pathways in human cells, it may interrupt some of the pathways in the bacteria in our gut and, you know, have kind of an antibiotic effect. Now, not quite exactly like antibiotics, but it may alter the microbiome in harmful ways. I think there's a use case for probiotics in the people who take these weight loss drugs because,
yes.
You know, you mentioned postbiotics. The bacteria actually communicate to our internal endocrine system, the system that produces things like GLP-1 and gastrointestinal peptide. And so I'm not saying that, you know, taking Dr. Hero's probiotic is like taking Ozempic, Wegovy, you know, Mounjaro, Zepbound, because these are, you know, really revved up drugs that really hit those systems very hard. But is there a use case for utilizing these things, especially when you dramatically alter your diet? You know, maybe you may be eating less, you know, you have less appetite, you may be not feeding your microbiome the appropriate foods while you're restricting your caloric intake.
Yes, as you mentioned, you know, like fermented foods or eating enough fiber because they feel full, they don't want to eat much fiber, which is actually helpful, again, in producing the and feeding the probiotics. So, yes, diet is huge. I think, you know, in particular, going to eliminate the high processed foods, the sugars, the excess sugars as much as possible. You know, once in a while, not a big deal, but when you're consuming them on a daily basis, the foods with all the chemicals and everything added to it, as much as possible, avoid those. Exercise is always important.
Exercise actually changes the microbiome. There's demonstration that exercise alters the composition of bacteria in your intestinal tract. So I sometimes say, you know, I'm taking my bacteria for a run this morning.
Yes. So again, it's about putting it all in, you know, together, piecing the puzzles together. But I think a good start, particularly for a lot of people, get very overwhelmed. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, now I can't eat anything, and I don't want to get up and run, and I don't, you know, it's always start with small increments and work up to what you're able to do and modify. You know, if you have a back issue, you know, find other ways. There's different ways to get you where you need to go. But a good start is starting with the Dr. O'Hare's probiotics, because it is the beginning of improving that microbiome that potentially could help with some of the inflammation you're having in the back, or your blood sugars aren't getting where they need to go. So it's about getting started and not feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think it's one piece of the puzzle. It's not, you know, the panacea, but it is certainly, you know, addressing the microbiome is certainly one piece of the puzzle of achieving optimal health. So, you know, that's why I think it was about 25 years ago or more, maybe 30 years ago, that at a medical conference, I first, you know, because probiotics are, they've been around for a while. And, you know, we were aware of, you know, especially Lactobacillus acidophilus. That was a thing. You know, you get these white powders, and those were the prevailing paradigm. Then I went to a medical conference, and I went to the exhibit hall, and I saw this new kid on the block, Dr. Hero's. You know, like, maybe it's been around longer than that, but that was at the inception. And I saw that, and I said, wow, this is novel. This seems so much more comprehensive than just a single strain, or even, you know, like a triple strain, you know, as many combos as they can throw together. This is so multifaceted that it's kind of a Swiss Army knife of the probiotic category. So that's why I'm a big fan.
Me too, and I think, you know, the studies have, you know, proven a lot of this. I also, I'm sure, as a practitioner, that you find that it's not just about how somebody feels, but it's actually in the test results that we're getting back that is verifying, okay, yes, changes are occurring. Your blood sugars are coming down. You know, your inflammatory markers are coming down. So it's not just something that we think is going on, but it actually gets verified through test results.
Yeah, I think and the science is kind of catching up to it. But, I mean, it's kind of like ancient wisdom meets modern science, because this is kind of based on, you know, probably what has been kind of a traditional cultural thing within, you know, in Japan, which is to eat fermented foods, which has proven beneficial and healthy over time. And then, you know, I believe the story is that Dr. Ihira, who's now deceased, many years ago, you know, he was a scientist, and, you know, tried to harness the best of what was traditional Japanese fermented food culture and encapsulated it and, you know, turned it into a product. So, you know, science is finally catching up to ancient traditions.
Yay! but we, again, we have used it. It's, you know, same kind of thing. We first learned about it, and we kind of, you know, they're saying it's the best probiotic out there. And we're kind of like, yeah, sure, everybody says that. But over the years, been totally impressed with the results that our patients are getting that have tried other probiotics or eating yogurt or, you know, whatever they've done, and saw significant improvement when they started using the Dr. Ohira's probiotic and come up to us and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's like, okay, Dr. Ohira's is making us look good.
Well, good stuff. All right, so where can people find out about you and your clinic, the Tree of Life Wellness Center, Massachusetts? Where are you located?
We're in Seekonk, Massachusetts. But if
What's
they
that,
go to
Eastern
our
Mass,
website,
Western Mass, where is that?
Eastern Southern Mass.
Okay. So
we're
near
down
the coast.
By Rhode Island.
Near the coast. Okay, great. So probably you have people crossing the border to come to your clinic as well from adjacent state, Rhode Island. So great stuff. You have a website as well? For Tree of Life?
Yes. T-O-L stands for Tree of Life. TOLwellnesscenter.com.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Let's just mention that the website for product information is essentialformulas.com. Dr. Ihira's probiotics are available at Natural Grocers, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers across the U.S., and also available online. It's available on FullScript as well. And there you can also get the professional formula, which I think is a little amped up. I think the way it works is that there's a standard formula, which is great, which is available in many health food stores, but there's a professional formula available on FullScript, which is a little bit, you know, like, you know, when you buy whiskey and it's like, you know, 3-5 years or 8 years, but then the, you know, like the very special distillery brands are like, whatever, you know, 10, 12, 15 years, and they're better.
Yes.
That's the way it works. Okay, so thanks very much for joining us, Jane Jansen, and we'll talk to you again soon. You know, it's great you're really keeping abreast of all the latest research in this field, and, you know, we'll invite you back for an update. As new information emerges, which I'm sure it will, about the science around the microbiome.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover intelligent medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their health care professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.